Mary said, I'm the servant of the Lord. May it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. What a scandal! A fatherless child in the eyes of an unbelieving world. That's a virgin birth, right? It's both a sign to the faithful and an obstacle to the mind filled with enmity toward God. No dad, virgin birth, I write. You say, yeah. And the person who doesn't believe looks at the person who believes and goes, that's all you're going to get off of anybody that doesn't believe. So please, everyone in this room, don't look for the person who doesn't believe to be what your reward is. Oh, thank you for telling me that. I've changed. You are a servant of God. Bless you. That's not the only paycheck that a person working for God gets. Some of them, Jesus Christ, first in line, got kicked and beaten and slammed. And in Syria, people are dying because of their witness for Christ. This baby that came, Merry Christmas, came to die. And death couldn't stop him, and he lives forever. That's really important. And though the day of his birth is left in obscurity, in Scripture, it's the circumstances of the birth, right? The family, the place, and the significance, right? The mission, the character. Those things are spelled out in great detail. But what details given to Mary? So we just read the Annunciation. So everything Mary needs to know, she's just been told. What has she been told? Right? Well, it's right there. He will be great and called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there'll be no end. This is the gospel. A lot of people hold up justification of the sinner as the gospel. Jesus died for your sin. That's the good news. But the angel had nothing about that to say to Mary, did he? Do you notice that? He will be great and called the Son of the Most High. Jesus is God. That's good news. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. God keeps his promises. That's good news. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Eternity with God is good news. That's the gospel. That's the message of the angel Gabriel to Mary when he did the Annunciation that we recognize in this Christmas season. And our Christian Bible, the rest of it, is the explanation of the meaning of these words, and justification is in there. So that just as if you had never sinned is the coy phrase I remember some theology teacher propounding on. I know I'm a sinner, you know you're a sinner, and God has welcomed us into his kingdom because of Jesus Christ's perfect, holy, righteous life and his death on the cross for our sin. And his burial, sin judged, death sentence paid. And his resurrection, because God, the eternal spirit and the creator of all the world, lives forever, and we will live with him in his righteousness because we are favored, not because of what you've done. But if you're favored, and if he is your Lord and he is your Savior, follow him. So the righteousness of our lives lived in the wake of faith in Christ is not a doing and an earning. It is a bearing of fruit. It is a following. It is that which God has put in us by faith in Jesus Christ working its way out. Our salvation worked out with fear and trembling. Find sin come upon you in your life and recognize it and acknowledge it and turn from it every time. Turn from it every time. In this room, there'll be no life-besetting sin that's allowed and accommodated and nurtured for people who follow Jesus Christ. And then that's sanctification. Justification is from the not in heaven moved to the category of in heaven, the kingdom of God. Sanctification is the sifting of the dross as the heat comes up and the silver's refined and, oh, a little bit of crud. We'll get that out of there. And it's getting hot in here. Is it getting hot in here? Oh my goodness, my life is really hard. There's a lot of pressure. Oh, there's more sin. You don't go, oh no, I'm a sinner. Maybe I'm not saved. No, you go, oh look, more dross. God's refining me. I agree, Lord. And he, yep, you're right. That's more muck. Get that out of there. More and more refined every moment. Sanctified. Not done until you're dead. Sorry. Never sin free until you're finished. Or until Jesus comes and the whole thing gets wiped away all at once. I wouldn't that be great? To not be part of the deathy bit that everyone faces, but to see the face of the Lord. Wow. The end of the world will come. And this isn't a hell and fire brimstone sermon. It's that this baby came into the world because God loves you. And he says, this process, I want you in. Are you in? Yes, you're in. Good. Now, let's get to work. See, cleaning, sifting, refining, and you're going to make it. Don't give up. Hang in there. You're going to make it. So when you're in line at Marks and Spencer's, you're going to make it. You know, when you're trying to get over the Clackamas Bridge, coming and going, you know, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. And when someone on the other side of us for this whole Christmas season, they're not making it, God has blessed them with us in their lives at that moment to speak good news, to give a loving encouragement, to be a part of a life. Yes, to get together at a Christmas party and to be nice to each other and to invite someone else who could deal well with someone being nice to them. And so, filled with the Holy Spirit of God and out of the door into the sunshine of this day to remember that Jesus was born and that God loves you, and that there is hope for us. Paul says, I told you that the first most important thing that I received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scripture. You need to be born to die and rise again. Merry Christmas. Isn't it wonderful that that happened? Lord God, it is your world that you've created. And God, you're born as man and died for us and rose again. This God-man who is alive and will come again, thank you for what you've done in the world. And that you are the God who is ready to judge the living and the dead, like you said in Scripture. You had to be born. And for this, we're grateful. And we praise you, God. And can we say to you, Merry Christmas. Thank you, God, for what you've done. And it's simple. And it's all you. And we have no pride in that act. But we worship and we are grateful. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.